CliffCentral.com. Totally live on DSTV channel 196 and in the VOOV app. Testing 1212. Yes, there we go. Fantastic. Alright, what up and welcome to VOOV Central, Monday to Friday at 5 PM live in the VOOV app, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store, plus live right now on DSTV channel 196. Every day we get in a really, really dope, most of the time young South African. I don't think we've had anyone over the age of 30 yet. Not to say that there's anything wrong with people over the age of 30. Like, it's a space for everybody, but predominantly younger people hanging out on VOOV Central. And today we have Alanga Mavuso in the building. Very excited about it. If you want to interact with him, because he and I are going to be chatting now live for 15 minutes, you can enter the Cliff Central channel on VOOV, and you'll see that it's live. Plus, you can also include the hashtag VOOV Central anywhere on social media, and you'll be able to pick up exactly what it is that we are doing. Alanga, before I even introduce you, a lot of people are excited that you're here on Twitter. I got Masentle Siwela, who says VOOV Central is the plug. I love that they're putting people on, different people saying that this is so dope to have you on. I Am Biscuit saying really, really excited for the interview. So Alanga Mavuso, why are all these people so excited? Like, what's the buzz? Why are people invested in you, dude?
I don't know. I'm just a singing boy. I sing, so maybe that's why.
But you've danced as well at some point, right?
Where?
No, you didn't.
Did
you?
Oh, no, the last time I danced
was 2010.
It was 2010 for the opening ceremony. Yes. for the World Cup.
Yeah.
So we were like dancing behind Thandiswa as she walked in.
Dope.
It was incredible.
It's a lot of people we've had on the show recently, whether it is .com, whether it's Joshua the IAM, who was here just yesterday, also have like these roots in dance, and then they go into music.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, it all works together, right?
Yeah. I wasn't necessarily a dancer. I used to take part in a lot of musical theater.
Yes.
When I went to the National School of the Arts.
Yeah.
So Mizi came to watch one of the shows, and he was like, this entire cast is going to be part of the opening
wow.
ceremony.
That's incredible.
So that's how we got chosen to be part of the show. But I've always been a singer, and I studied music at the National School of the Arts and at UCT.
Let's get into this National School of the Arts thing, right?
Uh-huh.
The kids that went to art school for high school, while everybody else was just at regular high school, like the Fame Academy kids out of all the other kids. Were you there from Standard 6? How did the whole...
what is Standard 6?
Grade 8.
Yes.
Sure, did
okay.
I just give my... Okay.
Your age
okay.
away.
That's fine, you can call me out, that's okay, Longer. Alright, so were you there from Grade 8 / Standard 6?
Yeah. I was there from Grade 8 until matric. But I started 3 weeks late. My parents didn't want me to go to that school. They sent me to a Catholic school. And like my first week at the Catholic school, I was like, I hate this place. And I moved to the art school.
Hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, what were the signs when you were younger that like there was no other option but a career in entertainment?
I've been singing since I was 8 years old. Huh. So I kind of always knew what I wanted to do. And I wanted to invest back in it. Yeah, I guess it wasn't always about investing in education. It was more about like, how do I get really good at this so that no one else can like blow me out of the water? So that was really like, as a young kid, that was my reasoning. And when I went into school, I started to realize actually this is an instrument. But it needs to be taken care of the same way you would take care of a saxophone, the same way you would take care of your oboe, like those kinds of instruments, but it just lives inside of my body.
So talk to me about this art school thing, because I would imagine that like you go to primary school, everyone's like interested in loads of different things, from sports to some art stuff to
yeah.
like a million and one things.
Yeah.
And then you think, okay, cool, well, I'm just going to get rid of the other kids that like anything but what I like and go to art school. But then, I mean, from what I understand, art school is like pretty competitive. It's not like everyone's like holding hands, kumbaya, like... We're all getting along and just becoming artists
everyone
together.
Everyone pretends to get along, but everyone wants to be the top student.
Like, I can imagine, like, the NSA putting on a production
yeah.
and someone doesn't get the lead role. Like, that's a big blow to the system.
It is, but you kind of know who's going to get it.
Okay.
Because some people invest more than others. Some people are naturally more gifted than others.
Okay.
So you kind of always knew the cream of the crop in your grade.
Hmm.
So... It wasn't really, I don't know, your competition were the people who are as good as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads of different comments coming through in the VOOV app. If you want to comment, you can literally just say something. That's what you text on. Everybody wants you to sing from Bao Kent to Nosipo to Mpilo _ Slee. They just want to hear you sing. Just want to hear you sing. Just want to hear you sing. And then Ardeep just said hi, and loads of different people are entering
What's up,
the room.
Ardeep?
I'm going to prolong the singing thing for like 2 more minutes and ask 2 more questions just because I'm feeling very naughty on a Thursday afternoon. And you got to tease a little bit before you just
right?
give people what you want.
Right.
But you got so much traction on social media around the clips that you post when yeah. you do sing. What's the role been of social media, apps like VOOV, all of that stuff yeah. in getting it out there?
I think social media is a huge platform for you to put yourself on. And that's the role it's had. I've seen that people who are interested in presenting have jumped onto the VOOV app. I found that Instagram, SoundCloud, and Twitter gained me the most traction and gained the most attention for me. And that's how I got the attention of Black Coffee, who I'm signed under now. So, yeah. So I think social media is a huge platform that people should use to their advantage. The only thing I would advise people to do is to be persistent, but also to stay consistent. You can't be good on one day and then drop the ball the next day, because you're not the only one who wants what you want. You know, there's always someone gunning for your position. Whether you're in a law firm, everyone wants that corner office. When you're in entertainment, everyone wants to be booked for that big gig. So whatever space that you exist in, you just have to be the best at it and consistent at it.
Well, now you really can't drop the ball because you got people like Black Coffee
right,
backing
I just,
you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you drop the ball, I mean, let's talk about that relationship and how the whole thing kind of came to being and what it's going to look like, because it's still sort of early days, I guess, yeah, in the yeah. collaboration between the two of you. So what is the deal? What's the story and how's it going to impact us?
So I'm under his label now, Solistic Music, and we're gearing up to release the first single that we've recorded together. He's kind of worked in production for this song. It's a song that he had found me singing on social media, and we went back into studio and re-recorded it together. That should be coming out in a month from now. But there's an album coming. There's a possible collaboration coming. So he's kind of taken the role of mentor and big brother, who I can sound, he's a sounding board for me right now. If I have ideas, I send them to him. He'll give me some advice. And when he can give an input, physical input in terms of work, he'll do that for me. And yeah, I'm learning a lot from him, but he's also giving me space to be who I am and to explore my creative ideas and kind of just guide me through that journey. Yeah.
Not the worst mentor guy and person to bounce things off to have. A lot of people inspired. Mpilo Dotazweli saying inspired indeed. At this point, I'm going to say, you can give us a line or two. I don't want you to give us the whole thing, because we'll save that for like 3-4 minutes when we wrap this thing. But
okay.
Just give us a teaser.
Of what?
Of just like anything.
Of something.
Something that's like, it's Thursday, like it's feels, but it's almost
a week. I'm always in the feels.
Just get wave emojis.
I'll give you a little line from Sunday Blues.
Emotional, yeah, let's do it.
Stormy Sunday blues rolling around the room. You seem to hide your smiles with diamond colored hues, and baby, I want to share my love with you.
I mean, it's the whole thing. It's every emotion one could feel in the space of like a second. Okay, well, now I've decided that when you play us out of the VOOV Central broadcast, I'm actually going to step completely out of this thing and just give you the whole thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, lots of love coming through. Dr. Zweli, Tulani, Nosipo, and Mpilo. Everyone is saying so, so cool. Who are you singing these love songs to?
Nobody.
Just into an open abyss.
No one. No one.
Okay. Do you want to one day sing a love song to somebody?
I don't know.
Maybe. He's just cool. Maybe. Like, yes, no, maybe. Langer's not fazed.
I'm enjoying this life. Yes. This solo life.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not so. You got a big family support, right?
I do. My family supports me a lot. They try to come to the shows. They try to. My mom is maybe the most annoying guest support I have.
Okay.
She will blast like links to people, send pictures of things. What? Whenever I'm on a show, she'll send it to everyone on her WhatsApp list, and I'm like. I mean, you're also spamming people now.
No, that's
now,
cool.
Hey.
Don't be that kid that doesn't allow their parents to flourish.
I think
as well.
she should have done it like the first few shows, but now it's kind of like, I think everyone's like, okay, it's cool. We know your son sings.
Ardeep says, first time seeing you, you're so good. Guess
Thank
that's why
you.
You're here. Absolutely. Where is it that you want to take this whole thing? You've got the Black Coffee collaboration in alignment now. What's the goal for 2018?
So 2018, we have an album coming out and an EP as well.
Dope.
So,
2 minutes left on VOOV Central Live on DSTV. Mbilo says, there's nothing like a mother's love. Let her support you. I agree.
Shout out.
And now I'm totally going to just move my chair out. And you've got like 1.5 minutes to just
Do we have the backtrack?
Show off.
Can we play quickly?
It's so difficult for us to do that. But we'll do it live on the Cliff Central.
Maybe we'll do it on Cliff Central.
Yes, we will.
Would
so
you
this
prefer that?
A cappella. Just, and you can do however you want to do, bro. Ooh. The stage is fully yours.
Ooh, what song do we sing? 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute.
1 minute.
I can hear your banter. I can see she's flattered. It must be someone like me. Yeah, yeah. And I can hear laughter. Your dirty smiles don't crack me. I learn a lot from someone like you. You, 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 hey. They should tune into Cliff Central to hear the real thing.
I mean, there
right?
you go. So dope. Listen, dude, thank you so much. If people want
to
keep up with you all day, every single day, what are the handles? How do we find you?
It's Langamav on Twitter, Instagram, and Langamavuso on Facebook, and Langamavuso on YouTube.
Fantastic. And then, like, all the emojis coming through. Someone sent you chocolate. I hope you like chocolate. Because, you know, you can
eat
send
chocolate.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I haven't had chocolate in
We're
going to
find
years.
Out why. 8 years? What's wrong with you? You need to appreciate the good things. But so cool having you in on VOOV Central tomorrow. Some very exciting stuff's happening on VOOV Central. So best you stick around and follow the Cliff Central channel in the VOOV app for that. Of course, VOOV Central is Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. on DSTV channel 169. Plus, you can catch all the action, loads of mini videos, all of that from Cliff Central. It is all in the VOOV app. And of course, so when we go live on VOOV, it's in the app as well, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. We're going to say peace out now and go have a more in-depth conversation on Cliff Central. So if you want to get the audio of that, you know exactly where to find all of that. Shout out to everybody who entered the room, from Pretty LaBetsy to Lucky Boy to RD to Pearl to Dr. Zweli to Lani.
This sounds like a mixed group here, like all of these names.
It's way better. You got to get the VOOV app.
But it's cooler.
You get it.
It's way cooler than Mix It.
Don't be judgy out here, bro.
We love VOOV.
All right. Peace out. Tomorrow back 5 p.m.
Cheers.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com. You like us?
so many of the feels. Langa Mavuso, it's called Home.
Where is home? Where is home, bro?
Home is Johannesburg. But this home that I'm singing about is wherever it is where you feel most comfortable with yourself and most centered with yourself.
Ah.
Yeah.
You look so spiritual. I mean, I feel like almost dumb saying something like that. But you seem very connected to something other than just what's happening at face value.
I think it's important to always be connected to something greater than yourself, because nothing is a coincidence, and it's kind of, you get gifts from this greater being, and your blessings have to be blessings unto others, or else they're useless.
Now, were you born and bred in Johannesburg?
Yeah, I was born in the south of Joburg.
Okay. From the south, huh?
Yeah, I'm a south boy.
Yeah.
I'm a south boy. Grew up in the south, and then, yeah, then I went to NSA, which is in town, in Bromfontein at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went to Rhodes for a year, and then I went to UCT, and then I left UCT before finishing, and I came home.
So, what's the family setup? Is it only child, the parents? What's the story?
Ooh. I have a little brother. Cool. I grew up with my stepdad and my mom.
Cool.
And in that family unit, there's just it's just the four of us. And then my dad has six other kids.
Wow.
So, I have six siblings on my dad's side.
And, I mean, the whole sibling sort of relationship with everybody, you guys all pretty tight. What's the story? Is there like a WhatsApp group? Like, because this is the time of year where that stuff's important.
One, I hate WhatsApp groups. I think, yeah, I don't like the video sharing and the picture sharing and,
Okay, happy. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that, you know? Excuse me. But, I try to keep in contact with all of my siblings. I obviously live with just one, and we've grown up together, and I'm starting to get to know my father's children more, because I met most of them in my teen years. So, yeah, I'm getting to know them. I'm really closest with my older brother from my dad's side. But, yeah.
And what is everybody, I mean, is it a pretty artistic sort of array of siblings, or are you the only one sort of pursuing this kind of career?
I'm the only one pursuing it, but everyone is kind of talented in some way. My little brother, actually, he has nothing to do with the arts. He plays rugby. He goes to Parktown Boys.
Cool.
My oldest brother plays trombone and violin. My younger brother on my dad's side, he plays piano and I think cello. My sister doesn't play anything. My other three siblings on that side don't play any instruments. So it's kind of half and half, you know. Some of us love this music thing, and some just dig their own stuff, which makes it interesting.
Hanging out with Langa Mavuso. We're also going to do a bit of a playlist takeover with you to find out what kind of stuff you're vibing at the moment.
Okay.
In addition to a live performance, which is going to come up in a little bit.
Cool.
What can we play for you, bro? I actually look at you and
I love
like, feel what artist?
Stuff, hey?
Yeah, like super emotional, like...
Like Moses Sumney.
Hmm. Give me things that are going to be on
Caesar.
The system. Oh, no. Things that I know are not going to be
Daniel, yet. Do you have Zoe Mudicha?
Yeah. I'm sure I got a little Zoe, but let me see. Wait, I don't want to just have like one song she did on Idols once. I mean, like something.
What do you have by Zoe?
Love.
Not that one. Do you have Shake the World?
I mean, I should have prepped this before. I think it's just Love. Is Love
okay,
not?
Let's play Love Yahweh
okay.
then.
What is it that you like about Zoe so much?
Cause she's my friend.
Okay.
I think she's incredibly talented. She's a warm spirit, and she's going to change the face of the music industry in such a good way. I think she is going to be iconic one day.
Did you and her work together in theater? Is that how you met?
We went to high school together.
Ah,
we were friends in high school.
She did a lot of theater.
Yeah,
there, right?
We did musical theater in high school together. We both went to UCT. We used to do corporates together in a band
Isn't
called
that the worst?
Sessions. You grow from it, and it's nice money when you're in varsity.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're each getting like $5,000 for an hour of your life. And you're in varsity.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great.
You know, someone else has
even
to
out of varsity, that's
someone
great.
Has to work the entire month
to
make $5,000. And you spent an hour of your life singing covers and you made $5,000. It was pretty nice, and we kind of created music together as well, so that was great. And we wrote Home together as well, the song that we just played. So Zoe wrote the beginning part of the song and the guitar part, and I wrote the end of the song. And then my friend Dylan Fine played the final guitar for the final song that we did.
And we're going to do a bit of a live cover of Home.
Yes.
From what I understand. All right. But before that, your good friend Zoe, this is called Love. And in a little bit, the song that she co-wrote with Langa is going to be performed live all on the way. It is Langa Mavuso's good friend Zoe. Of course, you may recognize the name from The Voice on Mnet Season 1, right?
Yes, season 1.
And the two of you are BFFs. Any other famous BFFs we should know about, Langa?
Who's famous? Maya? Majozi? Show Majozi?
Oh, yeah, she's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, Maya. Yeah, I mean, I'm also, Maya.
Nati. Black Coffee.
Yeah, Nuts and Mize and I, we sometimes, you know, just hang.
We just hang out, you know?
I don't even call her Mize, just call her M and N.
I'm Trevor Thielman.
Yeah.
Is he famous?
Yeah, always taking photos. Yeah.
I don't know. I know a lot of famous people, but they're not all my friends.
Yeah.
Some people I just went to high school with.
Is this NSA thing? Like, what a great grounding. Yeah. So, tell me about figuring out your musical sound and where you're at with that whole process.
I think it took me a while. That's why I enjoyed the corporate, I enjoyed the schooling part, because singing other people's songs frustrated me so much that I needed to write my own music. Mm. There's no formula to it. I just kind of write whatever I'm feeling, and I try to capture that emotion and that atmosphere that I'm in. And in the recording space, I try to give it my all so that when I'm done, I let it go. Because I believe that, like, once you've released a song, it's no longer yours, really.
Goes out to the world.
Yeah, it belongs to the people who want to own it.
What's some of the interesting feedback that you've had on your music in terms of how it's resonated with different people?
I don't know if it's interesting, but I've always known that music is something that people love because they relate to a feeling.
Mm.
So it's kind of the stories that I've heard from people, like, oh, I played that song for my mom, excuse me, and she loved it and she cried, or I was with my girlfriend and she loves the song, and oh, I was on a date with some girl and I shared your music and now she really loves me because she thinks I'm deep and whatever. And I'm like, okay, it's really nice to be part of people's life stories and memories, because that's what makes it worth it. The fact that you live in someone else's memory and world at a specific time and place. So I think that's the beauty of what I do sometimes.
So you throw a lot of stuff up on social media and it gets a lot of traction in terms of people sharing it and watching it. Is there any constructive criticism that comes out of social media?
I was saying this to a friend of mine, is that I'm waiting for the negative comments. Because I think I'm my biggest
critic,
you know. I'll watch something and I'll go, should have done that better. Ah, that doesn't look so good. This doesn't sound so good. But I do have specific people in my life that I trust to tell me the truth.
Mm.
Who won't gas me up all the time. But they'll say, that was really, like, amazing, but you could have done this better.
Mm.
Or you can improve on this. Or this song is not so great, but I think you're going in a direction that is going to lead you to something that might be great. So I haven't received negative commentary or sort of attention online yet, but I'm sure it's going to come.
Yeah, because you got to take that stuff with a pinch of salt.
Definitely.
When it does come, who do you always bounce stuff off first?
Who's the first person that I'd send it to? I don't know. It's different people for different songs, you know? There's songs that I'll send to Zoe. There's songs that I'll send to Nati. There's songs that I will play for my friends and just see if, how they react to them. So we'll be driving somewhere and I'll be like, oh, let's just listen to the song. And I won't say it's mine. And then they'll be like, oh, that was so dope.
And they won't make the connection that it's you.
Sometimes they do. They're like, oh, that's you. And sometimes they don't. And it's usually with people that I'm not the closest with that I play my music so that I can get an honest opinion. Because they won't always make the connection that it's me. So if I'm driving some guy that I'm having a session with for the first time, I'm going to play him maybe new music that no one's ever heard and kind of get a response and see what they think of it. Because I know I have some friends who just love to just say everything's great.
Yeah.
And I think it does come from a good
place. You need
place.
Honesty though, yeah.
Yeah, but there are those who are more honest.
So we spoke a little bit about it in the VOOV Central broadcast, the Black Coffee collaboration and the fact that you are now signed with him. How did that whole thing come about?
Twitter.
And just remind me one more time.
Cool. So I posted a video that I made with UCT Live Room when I'd gone down to Cape Town to record home. And it kind of went viral.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a DM and he said, hey, I think you're amazing. We should work on something together. So a couple of days later, we met in studio. We recorded a song. And then I think 2 days later, I sent him some of my own music. And I just wanted his opinion. I asked him what he thought. And he said, I want to sign you. And that's what happened. We kind of negotiated for 4 months. And we got to a place where we were all happy, and now we're creating magic together. We're in that process of trying to create something that will be impactful but also meaningful.
So cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Langa Mavuso, other side of Chance the Rapper and Kate Renata's extended cut of All Night, which Langa has picked out himself, is going to be a live rendition of Home. It's all on the way. So dope, Chance the Rapper hanging out, the Kate Renata extended cutter All Night. Oh, no, 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 no.
What a dope song, eh?
Let me just keep quiet, otherwise Langa's going to judge me.
Never.
No, I believe you. You look very judgmental.
Everyone is a singer these days.
Oh, don't give me that nonsense, Langa.
Everyone's got auto-tune on their voice.
You don't have any auto-tune, though, and we're going to find out exactly now what you sound like without any auto-tune. We're going to do a live cut at home. Just, we spoke about the song a little earlier on, you and Zoe teaming up to put this together.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the track, the story, the vibe, the mood, the emojis, the feelings, the whole situation.
Okay, so it's actually not the greatest story. I got cheated on. I told Zoe about the person who cheated on me.
Yeah.
A few months later, I'd asked her to help me write some songs, and she was like, cool, and she wrote me songs, and she sent them back to me, didn't like any of them. And then one time we were having coffee, and she was like, oh, I've been writing some music, do you want to hear some of it? Put on the earphones, and I was like, she played Home first, and I was like, this is incredible. And then a few weeks later, I kind of created my own demo. I spoke to the people at Red Bull Cape Town to come down and record. And then I asked Dylan Fine from Beat Samplers to come and play the guitar for me. Yeah, but this version that I'm going to do now is on piano, and it's kind of an updated version of the story.
Cool. You didn't get back together with the person?
No.
Okay, so it's not that kind of update.
No.
Okay, so it's not a content update, it's just a musical update.
It's a musical update.
Okay, so it's not like, oh, and then it ended
happily. It's not like, oh, now I love you.
It's I Still Hate You, yes. And that's what the song is.
Definitely.
All right.
Can you turn it up? Perfect. Is your yummy old
Umoya wami uphelile Angisazi ukuthi ngiyephi na Ngiyenzeni na Sengiqedile But I wanna be here The truth is so plain The games have been played now, and I was the losing one. I'll go back to home, to home. I'll go back to home, home, to home. I'll go back to home, home, to home. I'll go back to home.
Piano solo.
I wish you strength. I pray for peace, then send you light when darkness schemes. For all our nights were sweet with glee. I pray he brings you a love that's real, a love that's real.
Lots of breath there. I mean, I didn't know I could be so emotional at Thursday at 17:48 in the afternoon. I mean, that was like, that was just incredible.
Thank
that
you.
Really was incredible. Yeah, that was great. I'm not entirely. Let's go to the room next door for comments. Because Bridget was hanging on to every word, and Palesa was like hanging on to every word, and they were so upset about the person that cheated on you. How could they do that?
They should be mad.
They made such a great song.
We should all be mad.
Just every emotion just happening.
I actually felt how you must have felt when this thing happened.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're gonna make us cry.
Oh. Kalani. No.
I mean, Bridget, you just, hey, a whole thing.
Someone on my Insta live just said, give the people what they want.
Buffet. It was just so beautiful. Like, hey? It wasn't just like listening to like music. You could feel it. Everybody could feel it in this room. Yo, guys, I wish you guys were here to feel this. You need to feel it.
It's the whole thing. I mean, that was just an incredible langa.
Thank you.
All right. Tell me what the game plan is now, and how can people find you everywhere and support you and retweet you and favorite you and share
and
you
and buy and give me money
and give you money. Yeah.
So social media, it's Langa Mav, Twitter and Instagram, excuse me, and then Facebook, it's Langa Mavuso, YouTube, it's Langa Mavuso, iTunes, Google Play, Langa Mavuso. We have home on all of those digital platforms, and then something's coming in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I don't want to give it away, but people should follow me so they can see what's coming.
Awesome.
Yeah, it should be a good journey to go that, to well, go
with
on
voice
with
like
me.
That, you would hope so. listen, bro, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
that's
you for
Langa
me.
Mavuso there. If you missed any of this, the podcast will get over to cliffcentral.com in a little bit. Plus, you can check out the visuals from our Vuv Central chat. That's in the Vuv app on the Cliff Central page right about now. No.
I'm
too emotional. I cannot do this again. I need something that's going to gangster this thing up here quick. Before I land this, not in a Kai Gemini Major. Squaw. You don't want no, you don't bug out yet. Cliffcentral.com